Florida's Quran-burning pastor is out courting controversy yet again. He's using the Holy Easter weekend to stage a protest outside the largest mosque in the U.S. Terry Jones was unknown until he torched the Book of Islam, which outraged the Muslim world and triggered violence in Afghanistan. RT's Christine Frizzell reports.
Muslims, both Sunni and Shiite, Christians, Jews, even non-practicing residents of Dearborn have gathered here in the Islamic Center of America for one reason. They want to spread the image of unity. Nearly 1,000 people came for that same reason. They have a message for Pastor Terry Jones.
He may have an issue with Islam. He may have some fear about Islam. And we understand that that may be the case, but we don't believe that he's necessarily searching for the truth in Dearborn. We believe he's here to start some trouble.
We need to work together for peace in Detroit, peace in the hood, peace in Afghanistan, peace in Pakistan.
Later, they gathered outside the mosque and formed a human chain in a show of solidarity. Many in Dearborn say the pastor is not welcome, but this is how they will fight back.
Clearly, he does not represent any of God's teachings. And so whatever has him tormented, I'm going to pray and ask God to deliver him.
Pastor Terry Jones became a well-known figure after his plan to burn a Quran this past September 11th at his church in Florida. While that event was canceled, he did stage a Quran burning last month, which fell under the radar of most media here in the United States, but did not go unnoticed in other parts of the world. In response, mass riots were held in the city of Mazar-e Sharif in Afghanistan. More than a dozen people were killed, and many there pointed to Pastor Terry Jones as the reason.
So why would Pastor Jones come to Dearborn, Michigan? Well, despite being located in the Midwest of the United States, many people say this city looks more like the Middle East. Out of the 100,000 residents here, 40,000 are Arab American. It's home to the largest Muslim American population in the country, and the Islamic Center of America you see behind me is the largest mosque. But people are concerned for public safety because of where the mosque is located. It's located just between two churches on the same day as Good Friday. Hundreds are expected to attend services using just this one road. It is for this reason Pastor Terry Jones spent the majority of the day here at the 19th District Court in Dearborn, Michigan. A judge inside denied him a permit to protest where he wanted, which was right outside the Islamic Center. He was told instead he could protest freely outside of City Hall. He said he didn't want to and was asked then to pay a $100,000 bond to pay for any damages that might occur. He refused and has now been given a trial by jury. That trial is scheduled to take place on the same day as his planned protest. We will, of course, bring you the very latest. But for now, I'm Christine Frizzell for RT in Dearborn, Michigan.